Good, so I will start. We will talk today about the microscopics of Boolean networks. So, about how many attractors are there and how do they look like? And we will start by considering the simplest case, which is a k equals 1 net. And k equals 1 is very simple because typically, you have exactly one controlling element. So, for example, here's a picture. One example is that an element, let's say sigma 1, controls itself. So that means sigma 1 of t plus 1 equals a Boolean function f1 of sigma 1 of t. Or we can have that two elements control each other. So sigma 2 controls sigma 3, and sigma 3 controls sigma 2. So this would be sigma 2 of t plus 1 is a function f2 of sigma 3 of t, and vice versa, sigma 3 of t plus 1 equals some Boolean function sigma 2 of t. And so on, more and more complex. And these pictures are called, if you remember, the linkage. So the linkage is a connection of links, which here means the connection of collection of controlling elements. So that is k equals 1 Kaufman nets, and we will make some examples to get a feeling of what is happening. So a general statement, which we will not prove, but one can prove in the theory, general result is, we will motivate why it comes, is that the length of the loop or the maximal length or the typical maximal length L max, that L max scales with system size like the square root. So that means you connect the system randomly, and then you will have some loops. So sigma 1 controls sigma 2, sigma 2 controls sigma 3, sigma 3 controls sigma 4, and then sometimes it goes back. That means sigma 3 controls sigma 1, and then you have a loop. And the maximal length is about typically of order n, and we will just motivate why this is the case in the Kaufman network. But we will not prove that. Just let me make a few examples. We will take three-side loops. So three-side loops. So typically we have sigma 1 controls sigma 2 controls sigma 3, and this controls again sigma 1. And we will denote just for simplicity now with A, B, C. So we just make, say, A, B, C, saying that this is the value here of sigma 1, this is the value of sigma 2, and this is the value of sigma 3, just not to have all these indices. So A, B, 3, A and B and C is either 0 and 1, a Boolean network. And let's make an example saying that all Fi are the identities. So that means we have A, B, C. And since A is controlling B, B is controlling C, and the other way around, And the next time step, we have C, A, B. And at the next time step, we then have B, C, A, and then we have A, B, C. And now it depends, since we have identities here. And so we have two possibilities. We have two loops of size 0, or 1, sorry, so fixed point. So if everything is 0, 0, 0, 0, it goes to 0, 0, 0. If everything is 1, it goes to 1. So these are fixed points. If I start with 1, 0, 0, so sigma 1 is 1, sigma 2 is 0, and sigma 3 is 0, then I go to 0, 1, 0, because I have identities. Then I go to 0, 0, 1, because I have identity. And then I go back to 1, 0, 0. So that is a loop of length 3, because I have 3 elements here. That is the attractor. The attractor here is has a length 1, L equals 1, and here L equals 3. I have another attractor of L equals 3, namely the negation of that. Then it's exactly the same. I just change all the 1s to 0, and the 0s to 1. So I have two loops, sizes, lengths. I have two loops of length 1, I have two loops of length 3. And so the total number of elements are 2 times 2 plus 6 equals 8 states. And this is, of course, identical here in this case to the phase space, which is 2 to the power 3, which is 8. So we have a complete decomposition of our phase space in this simple example into two fixed point attractors and two cyclic attractors of length 3. So this is because I have all identities for my Boolean coupling functions, just for illustration. Good, let's get another illustration also to build up our feeling, our intuition for this system. So in order, when you start with a new system, it's always good to look at examples, which then you start to get an intuition of what is going on. Also, three sides, and all the FIs are negations. So that means the following. I'm starting with some A, B, C, and because I have a negation, A is going to here, and C is going here, so I still have C, A, B, but since I have a negation, I will have the opposite value. And then I'm going to B, C, A, because the negation of the negation, and so on. And so if I start with all zeros, this zero is transported here, but by negation. So I go here, here, because I have all negations. And then I go again to 0, 0. So that is a cyclic attractor of length 2. Then if I start with 1, 0, this 1 is transported here, but since it's a negation, it will be negated. So I have 1, 0, 0, 1, 0, 1. Then this 0 is transported here, but because of negation, I have 0, 0, 1. Then I'm going, this 1 is here, but I have 0, 1, 1. the zero is transported here, so I have 0, 1, 0. This one is going here, so I have 1, 1, 0. And this one is going here, so I have 1, 0, 0. And we're back. So that is a loop of length 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And so I have a two-tier composition, one attractor, of length 2 and one attractor of length 6. So my phase space is also fully decomposed here into attractors. So as a next example to build up our intuition is constant functions. If you remember, we have for k equals 1, 1, 0. We have two constant functions. We have the identity and the negation. These are the four Boolean functions I can have. I consider the identity, the negation, and now I have two constant functors. So what happens if I now take some constant functions into account? So for example, maybe I will just make it clear, this one. Sigma 2 equals F2 of sigma 1. Let's make it explicitly again. Sigma 3 equals F3 of sigma 2. And sigma 1 equals F1 of sigma 3. That is the same three-side loop. And we consider for F1 is the F1 is what we consider here the identity, the constant function, 0. So this is this one here. For F3, we consider F3 constant function 1. And for F2, we consider the identity. So we have A, B, C goes into 0, A, 1. Because independent of what B is, I go to 1, because I have here constant function. Independent of what C is, I go to 0, and A is transported to B, because I have the identity here. And then this is transported to 0, 0, 1, and this is transported to 0, 0, 1. So what I see is I have a single fixed point, independent of what I do. Single fixed point, 0, 0, 1. We can also just do the complete, if you want to do, just for the fun of it, do the complete phase diagram. So let's start with some arbitrary state, let's say 0, 0. This is going where? Well, this is going to 0, 0, 1. Because that is how it goes. We can start with some other state. Let's say we can start with 1, 1, 1. This goes how? This goes to 0, 1, 1. And this is then going to 0, 1, 1. We can start, which is missing? Which one are missing? I think I am missing 1, 0, 1 is missing. 1, 0, 1. Yeah. 101 is going here. 101 is going also to this one. And it's going here. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One is missing. Which is missing out of them? 110, I think, is missing. 110 is missing. 110, yeah, 110 is also here. 110 is also going to this one. And then I'm going here to this fixed point. Is that correct? Is this a full 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? No, 2 are missing. 2 states are missing.
100. Bitte? 100.
100. 100. Yes. Yes. 100 is going to 010, right? Which is still missing, and this one also is going here. Yeah. I think now we have all 8 of them. So we have a single fixed point, this one, everything goes there. So this is all the Bazan of attraction, and everything flows to the single fixed point. So the cycle of links one. And actually, now you see why this happens. Actually, this is always the case if you have at least one constant function. Because if you have at least one constant function here, so you have a cyclic linkage. And in the cyclic linkage, there's one constant function. I mean, whenever you arrive, this will give you the constant same output. So that means if the linkage loop is of length M, then after M steps, surely everything is determined. So the result is for all linkage loops is one or more constant functions there is exactly one fixed point attractor. So of course you can have other kind of linkages. Not all linkages are linkage loops, but for all linkage loops, if you have a constant function, then everything goes to a fixed point, because if you go once around the loop, so the time step is the length of the linkage loop, then this constant function makes it fields to all his descendants, and the descendants are of this constant functions, or the element controlling the controlling element of the constant functions is in a loop, or the members of the loop. So if you have another more complicated things, let's say we have here sigma 2, sigma 1, sigma 3, and they have a linkage loop, but of course I can have nothing coming in, but I could have also that sigma 2 controls sigma 4. So if the linkage loops here has a constant function, I will have a fixed point attractor, and finally, since sigma 4 is enslaved, it means that what's happening at sigma 4 is also a fixed point. But of course, I can have different modules. So I could have a sigma 5 here and a sigma 6, which control themselves. So there could be a cyclic attractor here and constant function. So that now that is why the maximal, so this as a consequence, the maximal loop length, the cycle length, sorry, the maximal cycle length cannot be too large. Because if you have a very large cycle with many, many elements, so many very large linkage loops, the probability to find here at a certain point a constant function becomes very high. Because the constant function is a 50% probability for every Boolean function to be a constant function. And if you have a very large linkage loop, you have a very high probability that at least one constant function. And if you have at least one constant function, your loop becomes a fixed point. So the length of the loop of the cyclic attractor becomes very small. That is the reason why for the k equals 1 Kaufman network, the cycle lengths, the average cycle length and also the maximum cycle length cannot be too large. Because the constant functions ruin your cycle. So now what is the relation between these linkage loops and the total cycle length attractors? So relation linkage loops and the overall cycle length. So look at this example. Let's assume here, now it depends, as we have seen, what kind of Boolean functions we have. Here we have a linkage loop of length 3. And we have seen three possibilities. We can have either a cyclic attractor of length 1, fixed point, if you have a constant function. We can have of length 3, if all three are identities. Or we also had the example when everything was a inversion, that we have a loop, not a loop, a cycle of length 6. Okay, assume we have a cycle here of length 3 for this one. And assume here we have all identities, then we have here a cycle of length 2. So that means we have typically something like that. Okay, let's forget about this one, just make it a little bit easier. So we have here sigma 4 and here sigma 5. Then we could have 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. So we have our full phase space has 5 elements. The 3 first are this one, and the 2 last are these two. And then, for example, I can have here, for example, which example did I have here actually? Good. So we assume here, just for simplicity, all the Fi's are identities, just to make a simple example. And so this is a fixed point, because I have identities, everything goes into each other. This is a fixed point, 1, 1. This is a fixed point, 1, 1, 0, 0. And 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1 is also a fixed point. Because, why is this a fixed point? Because 1 goes into 1, and 1 into 1, and 0 into 0. Because these two are Boolean variables are having a dynamic independent of the other three. So these are four fixed points. Now, let's consider another state. For example, I consider the state 1, 1, and everything is 0. Now I have all identities here. That means in the next time step, I have 0, 1, 0, 0, 0. Then I have 0, 0, 1, 0, 0. And then I have 1, 0, 0, 0, 0. Very simple, because here nothing is happening, and here I have a loop of length 3. So this is a cycle of length 3. Now let's consider a little bit more complicated example. So we consider 1, 1, 1, 0, 0, 1, 0. In the next time step, I have 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, because this is transported here, and these are transported here. The next time set, I have 0, 0, 1, 1, 0, and then I have 1, 0, 0, 0, 1. So here, 5 and 6 are again in the same state, because I have a loop of length 2, but 1, 2, and 3 are not again on the same state because of a loop length 3. So I have to continue 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 0, 0, 1, 0, 1, and then finally I'm coming back. So I have overall now an attractor of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And that's very simple why this is the case, because here I need to go 3 times and here I need to go 2 times. So overall, I have to do 6 steps in order to come back to the original state. So the relation between the linkage loops in the overall attractor length is that the overall attractor length is our smallest common größte gemeinsame Vielfache, der kleinste gemeinsame Vielfache, the smallest kleinste gemeinsame Vielfache is the smallest common
denominator?
Yeah, I'm just a problem with the English at the moment. denominator? No, yeah. It is least common multiple. Yeah, sorry, least gemeinsame Vielfache. It is the least in English, the least common multiple. So, for example, if you have a cycle length of length 8 and a cycle of length 6, the least common multiple. Because here in the linkage loops, so the system decomposes into linkage loops plus their descendants. So here I could have a sigma 6, which is thus enslaved. But the controlling elements are linkage loops, and they determine the cycle lengths, depending on the realization of the Boolean functions. So the general NK K equals 1 Kaufmann net is subcritical. That means it's in the frozen state. And the reason is because you decompose into here you go very fast into attractors, and you normally lose your information because many states, whenever you have a constant function, which you have here, you go into the attractor, you lose information. If you remember, in the frozen state, information is lost because everything goes into the same state. And as you see here, this is what typically happens. If you have constant functions, everything goes to the same state and information is lost. Because a constant function is typically, you lose information because whatever you have before is lost. So this information is lost because independent of what you did had before, the outcome is 0 or 1. But vice versa, one can show that if the coupling, the ensemble of Boolean function which you select, if fi equals 1 and fi equals the negations, is the only set of Boolean functions which you allow. So allow only identity and the negation as Boolean functions, you can do that. You can generate networks with only these Boolean functions. Then it is critical. Why is it critical then? Because information is exactly conserved, obviously. Because negation and identities are information conserving Boolean functions of k equals 1. And so neither is information spreading out, so spreading to more elements, neither it is going down. So that means it's critical. A system is critical when information is neither spreading out to all elements, like a diffusion process, or it is lost because you are losing information of the independent state. So this is pretty interesting for theoretical studies because k equals 1 is, of course, relatively easy to study in theoretical studies. And so by restricting the ensemble of Boolean function, you can construct a critical network. So this is then generally the case. Whether a network is critical or not depends how you select your Boolean functions. So in general, the Kaufman network is defined as having all Boolean functions with equal probability. But of course, you can consider other possibilities where you select only a certain subset of your Boolean functions. So I want to repeat, this is very important. If you go to a new area or a new model, trying out examples. Trying examples, small realizations, in order to develop an understanding. And once you have done that, you can read theory, develop theory, do numerical simulations. But it's very important in science to do small examples by yourself on the piece and paper. Of course, they cannot be too complicated because then you lose. So they must be simple enough that you can understand. And here for k equals 1 network, that is very easily doable. So by the way, we were talking initially when I motivated Kaufman networks, I was saying, if you remember a few weeks ago, that the original motivation by Stuart Kaufman was that these Boolean networks are model networks for gene regulation network. So the idea was that the cells which you have in your body are given by different attractors of your gene regulation networks. Now, maybe you have read in the newspapers that lately it has been possible to change a human skin cell directly within a few days, actually, into a cell for heart, so a heart-beating cell. So you, of course, in principle, you said to me, oh, this might be possible because all the genome is there, but with a relatively simple procedure, it was possible to change a normal skin cell into a heart cell. And so this is really an exemplification of not exactly maybe what Kaufman said, but the gene regulation network inside a cell is a dynamical identity, complex system, and when you make influence from the outside, you can change its properties. Right. There's nothing in the world telling a skin cell why you should always stay a skin cell. Of course, it's a very, very deep attractor, and normally you don't go out of this deep attractor. It's more than just a dynamic attractor, but you can get it out of this attractor and then get it into other attractors. So the next example, class is K equals 2 Kaufman network. So generally that means I have two controlling functions. So let's say sigma 3 of t plus 1 equals an F3 of sigma 2, that's the previous time step, and sigma 1, that's the previous time step. And this for all elements in the network. So my Boolean functions are the normal Boolean function, which we also know from informatics. Now this is a very special case, because as we have seen, so if we allow here for Fi element all, I think there were, how many were there? 16 Boolean functions. No? 16, yeah. Elements, a set of 16 Boolean functions. Of course, there are identities in all kinds of other functions with equal probability, then this K equals 2 network is critical. So, now what does critical mean? Now, critical means, we will discuss it more in detail in the next chapter. So he will just say it a little bit. Critical means a lot in physics. Critical means, in generally, in physics, is identical with the notion to be exactly at the point of a phase transition. Let me give some example. For example, iron. Iron has a phase transition at 2042 or 24, whatever, Kelvin. And so this is a pretty large temperature. And below that, it's magnet. Well, because it's a magnet, so iron, you have magnetic field. You can use it as a compass. And here, it is not a magnet, so which is called in physics a paramagnet. And exactly at this temperature, T, this is the critical point. So if you go at 1024 Kelvin, then you're exactly at the critical point where it just starts to be a magnet, or for a superconductor when it exactly becomes superconducting. And now there's a very general insight in physics in a second order phase transition, namely when this goes continuously, at criticality, everything is a power law. Criticality, we have that all correlation functions are power laws. We will discuss that in the next chapter very in detail. So, it was then very natural to assume that the same holds for dynamical systems. And this is not clear whether that is really true. Namely, we know that the K equals 2 network is critical because if K is smaller than 2, we are in the frozen state. If K is larger than 2, we are in the chaotic state. So we are exactly at criticality. So it is natural to assume that the system is determined or characterized by power laws. And when Stuart Kaufman and other people did numerical simulation, that seemed to be really the case. So the phase space is omega 2 to the power n. And doing numerical simulations, they found that the number of attractors in the average number length, so the number of cyclic attractors for a system of length n is proportional to square root of n, so which is a power law, which is n to the power 1/2. And also the average cycle length, so the length of the cyclic attractors, they found that this is proportional also to a power law square root of n. Now, so everybody was happy because, oh, this is corresponds to our intuition which we have from physics. If we have a system which is critical, then everything is determined by power laws, and which power laws you have to calculate. And it also fit very nicely with biological data. There's a number of cells, so there's a very famous plot in Stuart Kaufman's original work, which is the number of different cells, number of cell types. And relatively to the size of the genome, and this goes like a square root. So if you take an animal which has a small number of genes, and you look how many different cells you have in this animal, and if you take an animal with a large genome, and you count the number of different cells, then this goes more or less like a square root of the length of the genome. And so Stuart Kaufman was saying, oh, great, I have the theory for that. In my Boolean network, this also, the number of different attractors goes like square root of n. So this supports the notion that the cells, the different cells are different attractors in my Boolean network. The notion might still be correct, but the numerics were wrong. So what you could actually show nowadays, analytically, that this original statement is wrong, is so analytics shows that the number of attractors is larger than O of n to the power alpha for all alpha. That means it grows faster than any power. You can show that mathematically. There's no power. So all power laws are lower bounds for the number of attractors. So you can show that the number of attractors is a function of n grows larger than any power of n. But numerical simulation showed you the square root. And the numerical simulation were not wrong by itself, but there's a problem. And the problem was a numerical problem. Is undersampling of phase space. So, and that means the following. If you do numerical simulations, and your phase space is large, so omega equals 2 to the n, grows exponentially, not like a power log, but grows exponentially. So you can do numerically in computing here only small system sizes, because if you double system size, you cannot double. If you increase system size by 2, let's say you go, you go from n to, or just. Sorry, what?
A cluster.
Ich komme jetzt noch drauf. Ich wollte sagen. The phase space is large. And you have then to do a statistical sampling. So what you do numerically, you don't go exactly. You cannot do the exact enumeration of the complete dynamics calculating all attractors because just too large. So let's say you have 100, 2 to the 100 is very large. So what you normally do is statistical sampling. So if you do a statistical sampling, you get the typical properties of a system. So if you do a stochastic or statistical sampling, this yields you the typical properties of a system. But it can be that there's a very small minority of ensemble realization which are not typical, so which don't occur very often, but nevertheless have atypical properties which determine the system size. So you have an ensemble realization of your network, and you get you do a statistical analysis, and you get a certain number of attractors. Now, there can be many, many, many small attractors which you don't see, because the Bazan of attraction of the small attractors is too small. And it can also be that some realizations of the same system size has a lot of small attractors, but the typical realization don't have so many attractors. And now you can have a distribution function of number of attractors as a function of realization such that you are unlucky, namely that the typical realization is not representative of the overall behavior. And so this is a very bad luck, but this is what happens here, that the typical properties are here do not determine the overall properties, but the overall properties are determined by small minorities of realizations. You know what I mean? the overall properties. So that's why the numerical results gave the wrong result. But of course, you can argue, well, this is not so important in biology, because in biology, you don't have an average overall ensemble realization, but you have a certain Boolean networks, which are maybe just the typical Boolean network. And if in biology you have the typical Boolean network, then the square root behavior is correct in a certain sense, because it's not the exact mathematical properties of the K equals 2 Kaufman network, but of a typical representative of a K equals 2 network, and not the exact integral over all ensemble realizations. So mathematically, from strictly mathematical point of view, this statement is just wrong, but actually from a biological interpretation, it may still be a very important and good statement. Good, I think that's, and we go then on Thursday to the K equals N Kaufman network, which we then can evaluate analytically here. Yeah.